This is news in brief from the United Nations. Violence that has rocked Myanmar following a military coup in February shows alarming signs of escalating into a widespread civil war, UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet has warned. At the Human Rights Council in Geneva on Thursday, Ms. Bachelet said that clashes occur regularly between civilian fighters and government forces in many areas of the country where conflict has not been seen in generations. At the same time, the state military, known as the Tatmadaw, has conducted offences in Magway and Sagaing regions and in Chin State, reportedly killing villagers and burning houses, the High Commissioner said.
I appeal once again to all armed actors to respect human rights and ensure that civilians and civilian structures are protected. Use of airstrikes and artillery in residential areas and any form of military operation that targets health centres, places of worship, schools or other protected structure must immediately cease.
Presenting a new report on Myanmar to the Council, Ms. Bachelet explained that it detailed many serious violations on human rights and international humanitarian law. Several of these violations may amount to crimes against humanity or war crimes, she added. To rural Afghanistan now, where 70% of the country's population live and where many now face a dramatic rise in hunger levels, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization has warned. In an appeal for urgent assistance from the G20 group of nations, FAO Chief Q Donju insisted that supporting safeguarding rural livelihoods must be a priority. Farmers need seeds for the coming winter wheat season, a mainstay for food security and livelihoods, and a source of more than half of the average daily calorie intake in the country. Failure to speed up efforts immediately to support and salvage rural agricultural livelihoods will lead to enormous increases in hunger and malnutrition, massive displacement and vast increases in acute humanitarian situations going into the winter season, Mr. Q said late on Wednesday. He was speaking at a virtual meeting of the ministers for foreign affairs of the G20 countries, including Spain as a permanent guest, the Netherlands and Singapore as guests, and Qatar. Staying with the Human Rights Council, which has heard how a peaceful future for South Sudan continues to be plagued by violence and corruption. Delivering an update to the forum in Geneva, Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Nada Al-Nashif, highlighted staggering levels of localised violence. She attributed this to community-based militias who were responsible for almost all killings, injuries, abductions and sexual violence between April and June this year. According to the UN mission in South Sudan, the three-month period saw 585 people killed, 305 injured and thousands forcibly displaced throughout the country, particularly in Jonglei and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. In addition to its human rights work, UNMISS also promotes good relations between South Sudan's ethnic groups. On Tuesday, it unveiled a community centre where it plans to host peace discussions. Here's local resident Alice Charles from Yambio in western Equatoria State.
We appreciate UNMISS for constructing this peace centre for us. We are eager for peace in our country. We have suffered enough conflict, running from place to place in fear of our lives. Our children are suffering. We really need a durable peace.
Also reporting to the Human Rights Council in Geneva, the Commission of Human Rights in South Sudan maintained that South Sudan's leaders have continued to divert staggering amounts of money from the country's public coffers and resources. The result has been to undermine human rights and endanger people's security in the country, the Commission said, after finding that more than $73 million has been siphoned off since 2018. Katie Dartford, UN News.